What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, and I created this podcast about a year ago in hopes to really inspire you and motivate you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. If it's your first time listening, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. And if you're an avid listener of my show, that's even better. We talk about all things fitness, nutrition, mental health, entrepreneurship, bodybuilding, lifestyle, self-development, and just overall good vibes. I want you guys to leave every episode of Curls and Courage really feeling at least 1% better after listening and gaining some valuable information to better your health along the way, right? So today's format is something a little bit different. We're going to do more of a Q&A style episode. What I basically did was yesterday I put up a poll on my Instagram story asking you guys to drop questions on anything you wanted me to give you guys advice on or any questions that you may have had, anything relating to health, wellness, or just lifestyle in general. And I did receive some pretty cool questions, some interesting ones that I wanted to share with you guys today. But before we jump into the questions, you'll notice if you're watching on the YouTube, the background is kind of different. So I want to give you guys an update on my life just because I feel like I haven't in a while. And I need you to know a little bit more about my personal life and not too personal, I'll say, but a little bit more about what's going on in my life just to be able to relate and kind of know what's the scoop with Kinsley moving forwards. So again, as I mentioned, right now I'm outside on my balcony because my apartment is absolutely crazy. I feel like I just could not think at all in there. Not that I can think outside much better with Miami traffic all around me. I live in Brickell, so it's super crazy here. The reason that I'm outside recording is because I just recently moved to a new space. Super excited about it. I've been in like a studio apartment here in Brickell, Miami since I moved here. So it's been about 2.5 years and I really just wanted a little bit more of a change. I feel like your environment makes such a big impact on how you feel. Also wanted a little bit bigger space. I'm someone who likes to move around a lot. I also think it would be great to have people over. And sometimes when you're in a studio apartment, it's just kind of, there's not enough space, you know? So I wanted to change up the vibe a little bit. So super excited. This was a long time coming. The lease has been absolutely crazy trying to get everything figured out. And again, right now there's just boxes everywhere in my apartment. So many things that need to be gone through, but in the long run, you know, super excited about the new space and gonna try to do something cool in creating like a studio inside as well. So the podcast looks a little bit better too. But for right now, we're outside and just enjoying it. So that's the scoop on me. It's definitely been very hectic. As far as my own personal training, I still am not sure if I'm going to compete this year. I feel like I've been getting a lot of questions on that. You guys know I am a bodybuilder. It's a huge part of my lifestyle, something I'm truly so passionate about. But I will say this year, I've just been a little bit more hesitant to kind of get back on stage for a lot of different reasons. I mean, right now I have a lot going on with my business and my personal life, and I just want to make sure I'm always able to give my best to every single area, but making sure that I'm still stable, like within my conditioning. I always take really good care of my physique. And it's something, again, I'm super passionate about. I'm always on the move and I'm always training super, super hard. So that's been nice. As far as my work life, I'm always focused on, you know, helping my people get the best results possible. I am accepting new online clients. If you guys are interested, maybe you're someone who's focused on building muscle. Maybe you're someone who wants to lose a little bit of body fat or just better your overall relationship with food, strengthen your mindset, anything in that realm. I would absolutely love to help you. And you can always reach out to me through Instagram, which will be at @yoitskenslo. That's at @yoitskenslo. Or my business account is at Fitness for Fortitude. That's FITNESS, the number 4 and the word fortitude, FORTITUDE. Or you can shoot me an email. The best email to reach me at is KinsleyMeeksFit@gmail.com. That's my first and last name, FIT@gmail.com. So anyways, super excited to help anyone that I can and always trying to level up in my business. So I want to also, before we get into questions of today, tell you just a couple practices that I've been working on to improve over the next couple of months. So one thing I noticed about myself is I am very impatient. Like when I want something to happen, I'm very goal-oriented. I'm very driven. I want it to be literally immediate. You can probably even tell when I speak super, super fast because I feel like I'm always in a rush. I'm always on to the next thing. And I actually had someone point that out to me the other day and I was like, man, like you're so right. Why am I literally in a rush right now? And I also kind of caught myself yesterday I was driving home and I was like, all right, Kinsley, just breathe. And I had to remind myself that word. And I'm like, girl, like, chill. Why you got to remind yourself to breathe? So if that's you, I just encourage you, join me on my journey and really work to improve. Like, just be more patient and slow down. Know that all good things take time. And sometimes when you're always in a rush, you're not going to feel very good. You're going to feel mentally overwhelmed. And then also you're going to start making mistakes. And that's what I caught myself on as well. Another habit that I'm really working on is working hard, okay, but playing hard too. I think it's so important to have a good balance between your work and your social life for happiness in general, but also just bettering your relationships and having things to look forward to, because you may work super, super hard. And I think that's great. We all need to have good work ethic. But at the end of the day, if you're not doing anything with your work and you're just kind of working to live, then why are you even working, if that makes sense? So it's always good to have fun trips or fun occasions or just people that you get to see to look forward to. So that's another one as well. And then last one is a big one. Most of you guys know I'm super passionate about my faith. So one thing I've been trying to work on is just maintaining my faith, trusting the process and staying strong within what I believe in. And without having visible proof as well. That's really what faith means. It's having belief in someone or something without actually seeing it visibly happening at that current moment. So you have to have hope and you have to remain optimistic despite the situation. And that's really going to help you with your overall perspective on life and whatever you're going through. So I hope you guys kind of resonate with these practices. And I feel like it's always good just to take a step back and actually think about what you're working on. Again, I'm someone who's big on leveling up and self-development. I want to succeed, of course. And I also want everyone around me to succeed as well. You guys know we all got to get that bread. We all got to eat. So wanted to make sure I shared that with you as well. Now we can go ahead and jump into today's questions. Really a variety, mostly related to health and wellness, but some of them are a little bit about like my personal life as well. So all of them here are pulled up on my computer. So I'm just going to be kind of scrolling. First question is, if you had to recommend a few key habits to focus on that would make the biggest impact on overall health, what would they be? Okay, so I think this is such a good question because a lot of times we get overwhelmed by all of the knowledge and I guess information there is out there in the health and wellness space. And really it is sometimes just making those small, simple adjustments in your lifestyle that are going to make you better. Cause we all run busy lives. Not all of us are going to be able to go train for 3 hours every day. And on top of that, cook every single meal. And on top of that, get in all your steps. And on top of that, take care of your personal life, take care of your family. So if I had to name just a couple key habits, the first one would be just to focus on more movement. Okay. So you have something that's called your NEAT that stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. This is going to be the calories that you burn outside of resting, outside of eating, outside of sleeping, and outside of exercising, right? So these are going to be just like fidgeting throughout the day, the steps that you get in, the movement that you get in. And when you increase that, that's going to better your overall caloric burn for that day. And it's also going to boost your metabolism. And we know that having a strong and fast metabolism is going to help with a lot of different functions in our body, as well as just aiding in weight loss. So all that being said, with more movement, to me, it just starts off by making sure that I have a daily step goal and reaching that every single day. So a lot of times, even if I'm on like a work call, I'm not going to be just sitting down. I'm going to be moving around my apartment. I'm walking around. I'm taking the call. Maybe I'm even bringing it outside if I can. I'm making sure that I'm also not sitting down for super long periods of time. I feel like this is really, really helpful. I'm making sure that I am just moving my body as frequently as possible. And that's something everyone can kind of start to incorporate, especially if you're someone who works a more sedentary job. It's super important to just get up and stay active. Second thing I would recommend is just drinking more water. I feel like this is a common mistake that I see a lot of people make. And you would not believe how big of an impact it's going to be just to make sure your hydration is where it should be, because drinking enough water and staying hydrated properly is going to help us with many of our bodily functions. Firstly, it's just going to help you with that overall fatigue and feelings of low energy, feeling run down. A lot of times you're just dehydrated. And then another thing that a lot of people don't know is drinking enough water is actually going to help you with your digestion too. So you may be eating really clean, but if your body isn't able to utilize and break down the protein, fats, and carbohydrates that you're eating effectively, you're not going to see progress towards your overall health goals. So those would be two. And then I would say my last one, number three, would be, okay, this is a good one. I would say to focus on your overall rest. A lot of people do not prioritize rest as much as they should. And it's hard sometimes. I understand you're not always going to be able to get 8 hours of sleep, but as much as you can, your rest is just as important as your movement. It's just as important as your training. It's just as important as eating good. You have to make sure that you're giving your body the rest that it needs, because when you are resting, your body is actually taking the time to, number one, just make you feel more mentally clear, make sure your cognitive function is where it should be. Two, your muscles are going to be able to recover while you rest if you're someone who wants to build muscle or maintain good muscle tissue. And then lastly, when you rest, this is also really responsible for the growth within your hormones, right? So we want to make sure our body is able to produce good hormone function. So I would say those are probably my top three. All right. Next one, my main goal at the moment is to build lean muscle tissue without putting on excessive weight. My body does tend to bulk easily. How should I adjust my training to see the best results? Higher reps with lighter weights or lower reps with heavier weight? All right, so great question on this one as well. Building lean muscle tissue, girl, you're in the same boat as me. Adjusting your training, a lot of people think you should go higher reps and lower weight, but that's actually not correct. Even if you do tend to put on muscle more easily, even if you do tend to, I would say, bulk up easier than the general population, you're still going to want to focus on training with a heavy resistance and focus on a little bit lower volume. This is going to help you with your ability to not only just put on overall good quality muscle tissue, but also it's going to help you from a recovery standpoint. When you're sitting there just lifting lighter weights at a resistance that's really easy, you're really just working on your overall endurance. You're not necessarily working on actual muscle gain. You're just kind of moving the weights around with no real purpose or intention. So every training session that you do should be full of high intensity. And the best way to stimulate muscle growth, to me, is by training, you know, a good amount of volume still, but you have to use a heavy enough load to where you're actually taxing out your muscle cells. You have to make sure you're actually pushing that load to failure, or at least close to failure, really most sets that you do. A lot of it too, I will tell you, girl, is going to come from what you eat. You know, if you're eating a well-balanced diet full of, you know, high protein, moderate amount of carbohydrates, moderate amount of fats, you're not going to bulk up unless you're eating an excessive amount of calories. So a lot of that bulkiness is really going to come from what you eat, not necessarily from your training. It's very, very hard for a female to, we'll say, bulk up unless you're eating a ton of food and on some type of performance enhancing drug. That's just a really big myth. What is the best strategy for sustainable weight loss? Sustainable. First off, that's your keyword, sustainable weight loss. There are a lot of fad diet trends out there right now, whether it's, you know, keto diet, intermittent fasting, these juice cleanses, these dieting pills, and these medications that you can take, and these protocols that you can follow that are really extreme. And the problem with these protocols is they will work for a while. I promise you, if you follow the keto diet for a couple weeks, you're barely eating any carbs, you're probably going to get pretty lean, but your body is not going to be functioning very well. You're going to feel super run down. You're going to be feeling depleted 24/7, and you're probably going to gain all the weight back because eventually your body's going to crave those carbohydrates, and it's your body's main energy source. So I truly do believe that the best strategy for sustainable weight loss, it really comes down to, number one, having a healthy, balanced diet that works well for you. Something that is long-term and custom, okay? Not something that your friend is doing, not something that your boyfriend is doing. A healthy balance of protein, fats, and carbohydrates that are actually catered towards your body's goals and needs. Typically, when it comes to weight loss, it looks like a high protein diet, a little bit lower in the carbohydrates, and I would say kind of a moderate amount of fats. Fats are going to be crucial for our overall brain function, our hormone production, regulating our body temperature, mental clarity, and a lot of other things. So you do want to include those healthy fats in there. Fats don't make you fat, but at the same time, it has to be a healthy balance. So first thing is just a nutrition protocol, right? You need to be in a caloric deficit as well, but again, healthy balance of those protein, fats, and carbs. Secondly would be your training. You need to make sure that you're exercising regularly. That's pretty simple. Cardio is going to help get you a little bit leaner, a little bit faster. When you're strength training, it's still going to burn calories, but that's going to be more focused on building muscle, boosting your metabolism, things like that. So I would say that, and then the first thing that I mentioned and question number one, just increasing your NEAT, making sure that you're moving a lot. Again, more movement's going to kind of boost the metabolism, and it's also going to make it burn a little bit more calories throughout the day without you having to be so conscious and aware of it. And then also without taxing out your body too much with training and cardio and things kind of in that realm. So Hopefully that helps. And again, if you need a custom plan when it comes to sustainable weight loss, you can always reach out to me. I'm super happy to help you with that as well. How many days per week do you recommend training legs if you want to see growth in quads, glutes, and hamstrings? Okay, so if you want to see growth within those areas, my biggest tip would be to train legs at least twice per week. That's a pretty good general protocol when you're trying to see a muscle actually improve and build. You want to make sure you're hitting it at least twice per week. I do think for some people, you're okay to train legs three times a week. I found that this protocol doesn't work very well for me because I just have a really hard time recovering. I feel like even if I train legs twice per week, they're still sometimes sore on that second day when I go back and train them, although I'm giving myself rest days in between. So if you're an animal and you feel like you can recover, you're eating good, you're resting well, and you want to train legs three times a week, you could. But I'd recommend if you're going to go any higher than two, separating it to where you're training quads one day, hamstrings one day, and glutes one day. Or you could even have like 2 days focused on glutes and hamstrings, one day that is more focused on quads. Splitting up your training like that will also help you from a recovery standpoint, and just making sure that your workouts are intense at the end of the day, because if you're just in the gym and you're just lifting to lift, you're not going to see much progress in those areas. But I wish you the best with that. I feel like when you have someone who has a very aesthetically pleasing lower half, you know, big old booty, nice long legs that are lean, look toned, same thing with the hamstrings, there's nothing better to me than that. So I wish you the best on that one. Question number five. This one is cool. So what kept you going to be successful so fast? Also, nice to see it. Went to Baker with you. Okay. First off, thank you so much for the support. That really means so much to me. Baker is the high school that I went to. I graduated in 2020 and actually very rarely stay with anyone in contact from my high school. It's kind of sad. I support everyone, as most of you know, but getting that support back really means a lot to me from my high school friends. So thank you so much. And then other than that, success, what does that really even mean? Because I would not say that I'm as successful as I want to be, but I'll try to answer this question as best as possible. Again, I'm very hard on myself. I'm always wanting to level up. I'm always someone who is wanting to reach even more success, if that makes sense. And that's a good thing because it keeps you on your toes and it keeps you hungry. But I also have to find that balance of being content. So I guess what you mean by this is, yeah, I moved from a small town in Alabama to Miami, which has been amazing. I've actually been able to grow my business enough to be financially stable to support myself working 100% independently in this really big, crazy, expensive city. So I am very grateful and I am very proud that I have been able to do that. So I think what helped me up to my success to this point and what I continue to still practice every day would be, number one, my mindset. Staying determined and not giving up when things get hard. Moving here was extremely difficult. Starting a business was extremely difficult. And even still living here and running my business is very, very challenging. And I work hard every single day, to be honest with you. So it's having a mindset to where you know that you're going to fail, but you see those failures as learning opportunities. And you've already decided within your mind that you're going to get back up and you're going to overcome those and see them as a way to grow rather than see them as setbacks. So that's the first kind of, I guess, personality trait that I have. Secondly, when you want to be successful, you kind of have to have a very optimistic mentality and undeniable belief in yourself, because you know, a lot of people are going to tell you in life that you can't do things, whether it's starting a business or whether it's, for me, being a professional bodybuilder, or whether it's something that you want to do in your athletic or your personal life or your relationships, anything that you're really passionate about. A lot of people are going to tell you that you can't. Society is like that and it sucks, but you have to really know within your mindset that no matter what anyone else says, I am so confident in myself that I know my hard work is going to pay off that I don't really care what anybody else says. And once you have that perspective, I promise you, you will see life a whole lot differently, but for the better. That, and then again, remaining optimistic. I talk about this so much. I would consider myself a pretty positive person. Of course, I think we all get down sometimes, but if I am feeling down, I try to let it only affect me as little as possible. And then I remind myself to kind of be grateful and to know that, hey, there's going to be hard knocks in life. But again, I have that no quit mentality. I'm going to remain happy. I'm going to focus on the positives. I'm just going to do what I can to keep moving forward. So it comes down to that, those couple things. And really, like I said, just not giving up. So hopefully that helps. As a female, what are a few top supplements you'd recommend I take daily? When it comes to the supplementation side of things, I don't think this is something you need to go out and spend $1 million on. There are so many supplements out there, but you really can find good overall health for the most part from eating really good quality whole foods, having a well-balanced diet, exercising regularly, hydrating properly, taking care of your mental health, all of these things. But on the supplementation side of things, I would say I'll give you my top like three for a female. Number one, I would say, is some type of probiotic. So probiotics you can get from certain foods, kimchi, sauerkraut, yogurt, things like that. But a lot of times we are not getting those healthy probiotics and prebiotics. So it's nice to supplement with something that does give us those specific vitamins and minerals that our body needs. On top of that, a probiotic is going to support a good, healthy gut microbiome. And if your gut is not healthy, if your body is not able to digest well, your physique will not look good and you will not feel very good either. Your body has to be able to utilize the nutrients that you're actually putting in. And that's what a probiotic will help with. Along with that, it's good for overall female health, good for overall immune function and kind of things in that realm. So probiotic would be number one. I'll also drop a link in the show notes for one that I'd recommend. I actually just do one off Amazon and that one's really good. Second thing that I'd recommend on a supplementation side of thing would be creatine. Creatine is one of the most widely researched supplements in the world. I talk about it a lot, but if you're someone who wants to build and maintain good muscle mass, creatine is really going to help out with that. It's also going to help you out with overall energy and overall stamina. So this is one really from ages, like if you're like me, I'm 23. So if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 50s, I recommend this to my mom. I think creatine is a great supplement that a lot of females should be taking that they do not. And I've been taking it for years now. I will also drop the link to that one in the show notes. And then last one, if I had to pick one. Oh my gosh, I literally can't do it. I gotta give you two more. I'm sorry. I gotta give you two more. Okay, so next one I would say is an omega-3 supplement. So omega-3 is basically an essential fatty acids, and they have just multiple different health benefits. Your body cannot produce this specific fatty acid on its own. So it's really important to either get them from your diet, right? Or you can also get them from supplementation, which we're going to go into. So this is really good because it's going to support your overall heart health. It's also going to help your body be less inflamed. So omega-3s basically contain anti-inflammatory properties, which help manage and better conditions such as IBD and even rheumatoid arthritis. So those can be super helpful. On top of that, just your overall brain health is super important. Omega-3 fatty acids are going to help with that. Also going to help improve the quality of your sleep. And then on top of that, getting enough omega-3 fatty acids will help with the quality of your skin, making sure you have good, healthy, glowing skin. And then also just aiding in your overall joint health. There's a lot of other things, but that one is very good. And I said I was only going to name three, but my fourth one is going to be glutamine. So glutamine is a supplement that I've also been taking for years now. Glutamine is going to be amazing for aiding in your digestion and then also helping with the lining of your gut. And as I mentioned earlier, your gut health is literally vital for overall health. So definitely check out those four supplements. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. Your skin is always glowing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely not always, but I appreciate you. What is your current skincare routine and the best advice, or your best advice for improving skin health? Okay, so we talked about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids for overall skin health. So that would be one of them. It comes down to diet, number one, making sure that you're giving your body the nutrients that it needs to support good skin health. It really comes down to your diet, and then making sure you drink enough water is a big one. As far as like an actual skincare routine, and my best advice outside of just making sure that you're eating what you should be. So I have really struggled with my skin in the past, and I don't think I've talked about this on my podcast episodes, but gosh, I think it was just last year I had terrible, terrible acne. I didn't post much about it because I was super embarrassed at the time. I finally gotten to a point to where my skin is not perfect by any means. And like I said, it's definitely not always glowy, but it's getting better, and I'm making sure that I'm taking care of it to at least prevent breakouts as much as possible and manage, you know, the small acne scars and pimples that I currently have on my face. So I would say, with that being said, you need to find a really good dermatologist who can give you more of a recommendation than I can. I tried a ton of different supplements. I tried a ton of different procedures. I tried so many things. But to me, to be honest with you, what really helped heal my skin was I did Accutane for about 6 months. A lot of people think Accutane is so, so bad. I did a very small dosage, and it really helped me in so many ways. When your skin doesn't look good, it does affect you mentally, whether you want it to or not. So I did a cycle of that. I ended up having to actually stop on the Accutane because my liver function wasn't very good at the time. So it can be kind of hard on your liver. But for the most part, again, I did it for a couple months. I saw the results from it for the most part that I wanted to see, and then I stopped it. And I didn't really see any negative side effects from it that were too severe that I wouldn't do it again, or that I wouldn't recommend it to someone like who's struggling with their skin. So you may need to do something that severe, but I also found what really helped me, like skincare tips, was keeping it simple. Like I said, I tried so many different products, and a lot of times they would just make my skin more red or more inflamed or more irritated. So I would say you need to just, number one, have a good face wash. I use Origins Checks and Balances Frothy Face Wash. It's a really good one, pretty few ingredients, and it's just not toxic on the skin. Second thing, you want to make sure you have a good quality moisturizer. I use one by La Roche-Posay. I just get it off Amazon. That one is really nice because it also contains something called niacinamide, which has been really good for boosting the health of my skin. And then lastly, I would say having a good quality sunscreen. The sunscreen I use is just by CeraVe. Also, La Roche-Posay, I used to use that sunscreen too. Elta MD is another good brand for sunscreen. Again, I can link all of these, but it comes down to just a few products. I think it's having a good dermatologist, number one, going with what they recommend and being smart, using your own judgment, having a good face wash, having a good moisturizer, and having a good sunscreen. Other than that, it's going to come down to what you eat, resting well, again, hydrating properly, and moving on from there. All right. Question number 8, what are the best ways to boost your hormones naturally? I've struggled with hormonal imbalances for years, and it's negatively impacting my quality of life on a daily basis. I'm considering HRT, but want to rule out all natural remedies first. Ooh, girl, I feel you 100%. I'm so sorry. First off, as a female, it's a constant struggle, I feel like, to get these hormones under control. The hormones be wilding, so I feel you for real. I have struggled so much with hormone imbalance. I'll definitely put out a separate podcast episode on this because I feel like I could talk literally for hours about this, but I'm not going to bore you guys too much, and I know I have other questions I want to get to. So I will say I would definitely try the natural remedies first, as you said, before you go into something like HRT. HRT is just hormone replacement therapy. I will say if your body is not producing the hormones that it needs and you cannot get those levels up naturally, I actually would highly recommend doing HRT, maybe at just a lower dose and talking with your doctor. But let's talk about the ways that you can boost those hormones naturally first. So firstly, I would say, and I've talked about this many, many times, you need to prioritize your sleep. So you have a hormone called cortisol, which is going to be your body's main stress hormone. And this hormone, cortisol, and growth hormone are significantly influenced by poor sleep. So when you're not sleeping well at night, this is going to disrupt your hormone balance. It's going to affect your energy levels. It's going to affect your mood. It's going to affect your metabolism as well, which again, we talked about the importance of that. So try to focus on good sleep and try to make sure you're sleeping at least 7 hours every single night. Another thing would be managing your stress. I feel like when my hormones were at their worst, my body was super stressed out, not just my body, but also my mind. It was when I was preparing for a competition. So I was doing hours of cardio. I was training clients back to back on top of that, just moving all the time. I wasn't resting well. And I also was not eating very much at all. So I was just stressed out of my mind. And chronic stress is going to elevate your cortisol levels. And again, this is going to interfere with the production of other hormones that your body needs to function well. Hormones like testosterone, hormones like estrogen, hormones like progesterone, all of those are very, very important for maintaining good health. Make sure you're moving regularly. Don't be lazy. You know, get in the gym, train your body, train your mind. And then I would also say a big one when it comes to the nutrition side of things, of course, you need to be making sure that you have a well-balanced diet, again, of protein, fats, and carbs. But I want to really stress the importance of fats for overall hormone production. So healthy fats are really essential when it comes to hormones, especially as a female, because they're going to be made from cholesterol. So again, hormones like estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, getting good fats and your diet is very important to make sure these hormones are balanced. Omega-3 fatty acids are going to be a good way to get those in from a supplement you could do, as we mentioned earlier, or from like fatty fish, from walnuts, from avocados, from nut butters, nuts, foods that are whole and rich in healthy fats. You need to include them in your diet if you want to make sure hormones are where they should be. There's a couple more that I could mention. And again, this is what I need to create a separate episode on. I swear I'm so passionate about this topic, but I feel like I'm rambling. So I'm gonna move on to the next question, but I hope that gives you just a couple tips that will help. Question number 9. You seem so confident and full of energy 24/7. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I love watching your Instagram stories. What is your best advice on improving confidence and self-image? This is so funny because I try to always remain confident for sure, but I'm definitely not full of energy 24/7, especially lately. I have been feeling so drained, but I always try to keep the vibes up. So even if I don't have a lot of energy, I'm the type of person who kind of fakes it till I make it, if that makes sense, because I want to make sure that everyone around me is kind of feeding off of my energy. I never want to be someone who brings anyone else down or is low on energy. So sometimes I do fake it, girl, but thank you for the compliment. When it comes to your main question, improving confidence, the first thing is your confidence comes from within. So I think in my past, especially moving to Miami, I tried to change a lot of things about myself. I was constantly comparing myself to other girls here. I would say it's probably like the place full of the most beautiful people in the world. There's also a lot of famous people here who can afford these really amazing, you know, procedures and make sure they're getting facials all the time and lip fillers and their hair done and all of these type of things. So again, when I moved here, I kind of questioned my confidence. Do I need to get these things? Do I need to have these procedures? Do I need to get these fillers? Do I need to get these fake enhancements on my body? And not to say all that isn't okay. It totally is. If it makes you feel better and you can afford it, go on and do it. You know, I'm someone who's a big advocate for doing what makes you happy, but I realized it doesn't really matter what I look like on the outside. Yes, I need to take care of myself, but you could be the most beautiful person in the world. But if you don't feel that way on the inside, it's not going to matter and you're still not going to be confident. So you have to truly find confidence within yourself. You have to be confident in your abilities. You have to know what your strengths are. You have to play to your strengths and you have to not let anyone else or anything else around you dictate your perspective of yourself. With self-image too, I think it comes down to, again, you have to love yourself regardless of seeking validation from anyone else or anything, but take care of yourself. You know, if you know you're constantly putting in the work, you're eating healthy, you're getting enough rest, you're training hard, that's going to help with your overall confidence and self-image. I make it a priority to take care of myself. You know, I take care of my skin, I take care of my body, I take care of my hair. I make sure that I show up every day, you know, best as I can. Maybe I don't have the nicest things in the world, but I show up and I make sure all my clothes are clean. I show up and I make sure that I got my lipstick on if I need to. You know, just those little things are really going to help you. But again, for the most part, it comes from within, but you do still have to prioritize self-care too. All right, just a couple more and then I'll let you guys go. When are you competing again? You look shredded. Thank you. As I mentioned, I am I'm so on the fence with it, you guys. I have to make a decision like in the next couple of weeks, because if I don't, I'm not going to have enough time to do a preparation. But honestly, I'm not sure. If I do not compete this summer, then I'm going to push it back till next year, because all of the shows I would want to compete in would be in the months of like June, July, August, September at the latest. And then other than that, with the way the NPC national show schedule works, there's a big gap between shows from like the summer to the spring to the fall. And for me, I like to compete in the summer. These are shows I haven't done before. So we're looking at it again the next couple months. I'm on stage, or we're pushing it back a year. So not 100% sure yet. I am kind of, I will say, like, in the process of making sure that I'm maintaining my conditioning. Right now, I'm just moving a lot. I'm always on a pretty strict diet, so it's not super hard for me to stay lean. I'm making sure that I'm eating super clean. And if I were to go into a prep, I wouldn't need more than, like, I would say like a 8 to 10 week prep right now, because I just don't have a ton of body fat to lose to get me ready. So that's been super helpful too. But I do miss it for sure. Next question. What are some practical ways to stay motivated to exercise, especially when life gets busy or motivation just isn't there? Yeah, so this is tough because motivation definitely does come and go. I think my biggest advice is you just have to have a mindset that's not full of, hey, I'm going to feel super motivated today, but it's a mindset of, hey, I'm going to be consistent today. So it's showing up on the days that you don't feel like it, and actually holding yourself accountable is going to be the main way to go about things. If you're someone also who does struggle with motivation, sometimes you might need an accountability partner. This could be a trainer. This could be one of your good friends. It could be a parent, maybe a mentor, someone you look up to. Tell them what your struggles are and ask them, like, hey, I'm really struggling right now and I need you to hold me accountable in these certain areas to make sure that I get done what I need to. So having that support, and then also, again, as I mentioned, just having that mindset of, hey, I'm going to be consistent, although I know I may not always feel motivated. Also, have some grace for yourself. You know that it's okay for you not to feel motivated 100% of the time. Fitness is my passion. It's what I love to do. But there are definitely days where my ass does not feel like going to the gym. But I go every day, and still, it always makes me feel better really immediately when I get there, and especially after. So yeah, just have that mindset and stay focused and keep pushing forward. All right, I'll do like two more. What is the most embarrassing gym fail you've ever had? Okay, this is a cool question, but let me think for a second. Okay, I have a couple in mind, but I think the most embarrassing, I would say, gym fail that I've had is whenever I first moved to Miami. I started training at a gym called Elevation. It's the gym that I still train at now. It's a super sick gym. If you're ever in the area, definitely you got to check out Elevation. But at this gym, I remember I was kind of like trying to get used to like all of the equipment. And of course, like, even though I'm super confident in the gym, it's still a little bit intimidating going to a gym to where you don't know where the equipment is. You don't know what the overall vibe is. And you also don't know any of the people there. So I remember setting myself up just to do like a regular dumbbell incline press, just a dumbbell high incline shoulder press. So I basically sat the seat up. Okay, I'm trying to explain this. And I had the dumbbells in my hand. I start doing the presses, you know, all the way up, all the way down. I'm killing it. I'm training. I'm pushing strong. I'm doing everything that I can. And as soon as I get done, again, this is a back supported press. What I basically did was bring the weights down, but like, I'm happy. Like I said, I'm lifting strong today. I got my music in. So I bring the weights down and drop them like forwards and kind of hunch my chest over. And because the weights were so heavy and because I had so much force, like coming from that downward motion, pushing like forward, I guess, against the seat, the whole entire like back seat of the bench basically flew like over my head, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to say over my head, but the whole back support like basically pushed me in the back and jutted me forwards, and the whole bench like falls over. I'm like on the ground, the dumbbells are on the floor, and luckily like there wasn't a ton of people in the gym at this time, to be honest with you, but I did have a couple people come up to me and be like, whoa, like, are you okay? Like, is everything cool? And I'm like, man, like, I'm not someone to get easily embarrassed, but low-key, like, that was kind of embarrassing. Okay. And then last question for today, what does your current diet and training regimen look like at the moment? So my current diet, again, I'm not getting ready for a show, but I will say I'm also not pushing the food very hard. I'm kind of in a little bit more of like a maintenance phase. I'm trying to make sure that I'm eating enough to still be able to build and maintain lean, good quality muscle tissue, but I'm not eating so much to where I'm specifically really trying to grow. So as far as my current diet, again, I'm always sticking to very whole foods. I track everything that I eat. I eat the same thing every single day. I'm eating four to five meals a day. The last meal is literally just like a protein shake. And then I'm eating about every 3 hours, keeping a very high protein diet, around 140 to 150 grams of protein a day, and balancing the carbohydrates and fats along with that, kind of depending on what I need to do for that day. But I'm following basically the same protocol and the same foods that I have been following for like months now. I'll just, again, treat it in a way to where if I know like I'm going to be super busy, I'm running around all day, I'll try to eat a little bit more. And if I know it's a more sedentary day, I'll try to eat a little bit less, but I'm always tracking, again, every single meal. I'm a psycho about measuring things out for sure. And then as far as my training regimen, so it's actually been pretty fun lately. I still am focused on training really hard in the gym 5 days a week. I train shoulders on day one, shoulders and arms. I train legs on day two, more of like a glute and hamstring focus. Day three, I train my back and my upper chest. Day four, I rest. Day five, I train shoulders and arms again. And then day six, I train just like a full lower body workout. And then day seven, I rest. But on top of that, I've been doing a little bit of a different style of cardio, I'll say. So I've been boxing a lot. I do cardio also 5 days a week. Typically, it's for about 30 to 45 minutes. So I've been mixing it up to where I'll usually box 2 to 3 times a week. And then I'll usually run like twice a week. And then if I do another day of cardio, or I miss like a day of boxing or running, on top of that, I'll do some type of like functional cardio workout. So maybe it doesn't take as much time, but it's burning a lot of calories and it's more fun. So for example, I may pair like, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to do a couple combinations for boxing for 3 minutes. And then I'm going to go into like 10 reps of a box jump, 10 reps of a kettlebell swing, 10 reps of a burpee. And I'm going to repeat that for 4 or 5 rounds with, you know, 2 minute rest in between. I've been doing a lot of that lately and I found it's just been very fun. I've also been like dancing a lot, not like a dance class or anything, but I feel like that's seriously been helping me stay lean. I'm just always trying to make sure I'm moving my body. Dancing is going to release happy endorphins. So I think with the cardio, again, not to get too sidetracked, but you have to find something that you really like to do. Same thing with the training. You have to make sure that it's with a purpose, that it has structure. I still do very hard strength training, but I really, really enjoy lifting heavy. So it's not hard for me in that way. So that's what it looks like for me. And of course, depending on what season I'm in, if I'm trying to grow or if I'm trying to really cut for a show or if I'm trying to improve my physique in some type of way, it's always kind of subject to change. But that's what it looks like now. So yeah, this was a super fun episode. I really enjoyed making it and I hope that I gave you guys some inspiration and some good value relating to health and wellness on today's show. As always, my biggest piece of advice is at all costs, please prioritize both your mental health and your physical health. I wish you guys nothing but blessings and gains always. And if there's anything I missed, a question that you want to ask, again, you can always reach out to me through those Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier or through that email, kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. One more time, that's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Also encourage you guys to follow me on my social media or reach out if you want to hear, again, just in general, more about my journey. Always love to hear more about your journey as well when it comes to health and fitness. And then last thing for today, if you did like this show, if you did enjoy it, please be sure to share it with a friend, let me know, or the best way you can support Curls and Courage is by rating and reviewing the show on any major podcast platform. Curls and Courage is up on Apple Podcasts, up on Bcast, up on Spotify, YouTube shortly as well. So definitely check out those platforms and show your support. And just know that really the support that I receive towards this show, it means so, so much to me. And I have a lot of exciting things coming. Again, life has been pretty hectic, but I'm so happy to be back filming for you guys, trying to get some cool guests on here as well. I'm trying to set up the studio again in the apartment and just keep these episodes out for you guys. And whatever you want to hear, you let me know again, because at the end of the day, I do this for you. So wishing you guys again the best health possible. I will talk to you guys next Thursday. I appreciate y'all and talk to you soon. Bye.